So there's a few ways that you can find expired domains, and again, they sort of have their pros and cons. So I'm going to quickly sort of go over the ways that you're likely to do that. Now, the first way I've noted is scraping domains. Now, this is probably not what you're going to use. It'll only really be if you get very serious about needing a ton of expired domains or you have technical knowledge. It's basically where you have a bot that goes out into the internet and it tries and finds it for you. Like, it'll go to a website, like a big website, say it goes to Wikipedia, and it will crawl all the links coming off Wikipedia and make sure that they still exist. And then it will go to those sites and see if the sites they link to still exist. And if it doesn't exist, then it will list it as an expired domain if it's expired. So that's how that basically works. Now, the next way I've written down is using a broker. Now, this is when you basically pay someone who's found an expired domain and you pay them for it and they give it to you. Now, this makes things quick and easy. To be fair, I do struggle now to find brokers that have all that much available, and they can be quite expensive. So if you use a broker for anything with reasonably decent stats, you're probably looking at $200 US plus for the domain, and possibly with the domain registration fee on top. So it is the quickest way if you just want to do this really quick. That's a way to go. There are also cheaper options. I've bought some for one of my sites. I paid about, like, at the end of last year, I paid, I think it was $30, $40 per domain. But the metrics were very low. And we'll talk more about the metrics later. So, I mean, the quality that you want, that sort of determines how much you'll have to pay. Now, another way is bidding in auctions. So this is like GoDaddy is the most popular one, I think. So they'll sort of keep domains that they know have value. They'll see an expired domain that is expiring from them, and they'll auction them off. Now, again, these get quite expensive generally if they're good. But sometimes you can get a bargain, and it's usually cheaper than using a broker, but a little bit more time consuming. Now, finally, if you're on a tight budget, you're not going to be going crazy with bots scraping domains, what you probably want to do is search for it yourself. Now, there's lots of websites that can show you recently expired domains, and then you can go through them, and individually you have to look at them. Sometimes they'll help you sort, like domcop.com is a service you can use, and I have used, which will help you sort out the good ones. But basically, you're going to have to look at all the metrics yourself. And work out if, like, it's relevant, if it's legitimate, if it hasn't been used for a PBM before, if it hasn't been spammed before, if it's not in Chinese before, and all these things that I'll tell you about in the next steps that you have to look for. Now, this is the most time consuming, but the plus side is if you find one, all you're going to have to do is pay the domain registration fee. And I've certainly found some domains this way, but the better ones I've found have always been bidding in auctions or using a broker. But this certainly is a cheap way to help get yourself some domains, and you can find some good ones, but you do need to put aside a lot of time for it.